From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello, everybody. A very warm welcome to our program this morning. Our study today centers upon John chapter 18, in the verses 28 to 40, where the Savior is on trial before Pilate, the Roman governor. Before we turn to that portion, we always have a hymn, and we will have one in just a moment. But first of all, let me remind you of our 9 o'clock broadcast tonight. We will be playing the third part of a sermon I preached on the Lord Jesus Christ, mocked, maltreated, and murdered, based on Mark chapter 15 and the verse 20. Now please remember that this is the last time our program will be going out at 9 o'clock on a Monday evening. But from next week, it will be at 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. So bear that in mind, and make a note to tune in next Monday at 10 in the morning and at 3 in the afternoon. Now here is the hymn, There is a Fountain Filled with Blood. Subject is the Lord Jesus on trial before Pilate. We're looking at the verses 28 through to 40 of John chapter 18. Much of what we find recorded in these verses is not recorded in the gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, or Luke. That fact reminds us why we have 4 gospels. The benefits of 4 witnesses is that you get a fuller picture than you would with just 1 or 2. The first thing that I wish you to note is this. the hypocrisy of the enemies of Christ. These men were eager to carry out a most wicked crime against the Lord Jesus. But, it says in verse 28, then led they Jesus from Caiaphas, he was the high priest, unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. These men were engaged in what is rightly termed the greatest crime in history, the slaying of the Messiah. And yet they were concerned about entering a building which may cause them to be ceremonially contaminated. Is this not the most blatant case of straining at gnats and swallowing camels, ready to commit murder and that of the Son of God, and yet they were hesitating to enter a building lest they commit a trifling wrong? They thirsted for Christ's blood, but were most anxious to avoid liturgical defilement. The world is full of such attitudes. You will find those who are exceedingly particular about some minor matter of religion, but utterly careless about believing and obeying the great truths of the gospel. They would never miss a communion, but they are indifferent to God's command for all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. They are familiar with the smallest detail regarding their responses in public worship. They never miss a genuflection, or when to stand, and when to sit down, but they remain utterly ignorant of the central message of the gospel, which is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. This is not Christianity. This is a deformed and lopsided religion that is not of God. It is the religion of those who conspired to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing we wish to note is the inability of the accusers of Christ to make a case against him. Pilate asks a very proper question. What accusation bring ye against this man? Verse 29. How revealing is the response of religious leaders. If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him unto thee. Verse 30. There is a petulance and a spirit of exasperation found in their words. They were irritated and angered by being asked such a question, for it exposed the emptiness of their case against the Savior. Pilate immediately saw that the case was not one that was worthy of the court. So he told them to attend to the matter in their own religious court. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him, and judge him according to your law. Verse 31. But the Jews were anxious to obtain a verdict that their court was not qualified to pass. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. Verse 31. They were determined to kill Christ, and have it appear that they were but acting according to the law, by having the Roman governor pass the death sentence. They may have thought themselves clever, but before God they became guilty of the shedding of Christ's blood. Peter states the case against them well in Acts chapter 3 and the verses 13 to 15. He's preaching after the Savior's resurrection and his ascension to heaven, and he's saying to the leaders of the nation, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Peter left them in no doubt who it was that was guilty of the murder of Christ. Men still act in this fashion. They can find no legitimate reason to reject the Saviour and refuse his commands. So they muster lies and deceit in order to give their turning of their back upon him some air of propriety. It will not stand up in God's court, my friend. And you would be wise to learn that now while you have the opportunity to kneel before Christ and accept him as your Saviour and King. Thirdly, John underscores for us the Saviour's omniscience. The Saviour knew what would happen to him, as verse 32 indicates. He had told his disciples before all these events had begun. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Matthew chapter 20, the verses 17 to 19. The Lord Jesus came into this world knowing what would be the outcome of his coming. Indeed, he came to die in the place of his people. He is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13:8. It was by his death that the debt of his people's sin was fully paid and their complete deliverance accomplished. Hence, the redeemed in heaven sing, Unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 to 6. Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's no entrance to heaven unless you have been. His blood can make the foulest clean. Call on him today for that washing, for that cleansing. Paul wrote to the Corinthians and said, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. The vilest offender may be washed and made clean in the blood of the Lamb. May you experience that salvation today. We will return to this passage next week. Do join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.